8 years ago, 2016, Psalm chapter 23 was gifted a fire truck by the Watch Lake North Green Lake Volunteer Fire Department, WLNGLVFD, which was a donation then President Roy Allen was happy to make. Allen had told the Free Press that they were inspired by a donation by the city of Coquitlam to the department around a decade ago, which helped start the rebuilding process. The purchase of the truck by Psalm chapter 23, which had shown interest in purchasing the truck, was thanks to a fundraiser orchestrated by Condon and his partner Joanne McNabb. Condon McNabb stated he was fundraising until he got word that the volunteer fire department was going to donate the truck. 11 years ago, 2013, the work of Mona Apps was on display at the Showcase Gallery in 100 Mile House on October 2013, which was a progression of winter scenes completed between 1986 and 2012. The paintings featured trees, landscapes, and cabins covered in snow. Apps had said that she started painting snow because she had no idea how to paint grass. Prior to moving to 100 Mile House around 2001, Apps had previously had her work featured in Alberta. Apps had laughed when she talked about how the winter theme of the work was on display during the fall. 15 years ago, 2009, Forest Grove artist Neil Pinkett created an outdoor wall mural depicting local winter activities, which also would be serving as a tribute to Stan Halcrow, who helped develop 100 Mile House's first indoor ice arena. These murals were being dedicated to the Olympic torch relay, and the mural would also be featuring the then-unannounced South Caribou torchbearer. Other projects that were underway included then-wood carver Kevin Jurtson constructing a wood Inukshuk at the South Caribou Visitors Center. Grants from various sources, including the Vancouver Olympic Committee, had funded the two projects, according to then-Olympic torch relay legacy investment coordinator Judith Hayes. 22 years ago, 2002, Murray Helmer, then-president of the Caribou Chilcotin Teachers Association, stated that class sizes would soon grow past the maximum enrollment number. Helmer says that the BC Public School Employers Association, BCPSEA, advised school districts to violate class size maximums in split classes, and added that BCPSEA calculations increase the maximum amount of students in a kindergarten class. The normal amount was 22. Brian Junick, then BCPSEA seconded assistant superintendent, stated the association did not advise districts, but provided them with a statement by the Minister of Education on class size averages and technical arguments. Legislation at the time had stated that there could be no more than 22 students in a kindergarten class, and no more than 24 in a primary class.